Hey there, digital detoxers. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Poison. I'm your girl, Rachel Cotter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into something we all struggle with, the complicated, often addictive relationship we have with our phones. Raise your hand if you've ever felt like you were constantly glued to the screen, even when you knew you should be doing something else. I know I'm not alone in this. Our phones are practically extensions of ourselves these days, right? But what happens when that connection becomes a little too close for comfort? We start feeling drained, stressed, and honestly, a little disconnected from the real world around us. That's why we're tackling how to create a healthier, more balanced relationship with our devices. So, let's get down to brass tacks. What are some practical ways to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity in this digital age? First up, awareness. Seriously, you gotta know where the problem lies before you can fix it. Stop paying attention to how much time you actually spend on your phone each day. I'm talking about the good stuff, scrolling through social media, checking emails, playing games, everything. There are some great apps out there that track your screen time, so take advantage of those bad boys. Once you know where your time is going, you can start making conscious decisions about how to use it differently. Next, set boundaries. Think of them like invisible fences around your precious phone time. Decide when you'll allow yourself to check social media, reply to emails, or indulge in that addictive game. Maybe you only allow phone time during breaks at work or after dinner. Whatever works for you, stick to it. And don't forget about phone-free zones, those sacred spaces like your bedroom or the dinner table where your device is completely off-limits. Speaking of boundaries, how about we talk notifications? Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions by that buzzing, blinking screen? Yeah, me too. Try turning off all non-essential notifications. Let those wuggy mails wait until your designated work time and silence those social media pings unless it's really important. Trust me, your brain will thank you for the peace and quiet. Now, let's talk about intentionality. Before you reach for your phone, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Are you bored? Stressed? Just mindlessly scrolling? Once you understand your motivation, you can make a more conscious choice about whether or not to engage. Maybe instead of reaching for your phone, you could go for a walk, read a book, or chat with a friend. Finally, remember that real life is happening outside of that little screen. Make time for activities that bring you joy and connect you with others. Go hiking, join a club, spend quality time with loved ones, anything that helps you unplug and recharge. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you've been glued to the screen for hours? It's like a thief in the night, stealing away your precious time and energy. But here's the good news. You can reclaim your digital life. Think about Sarah, a busy mom I know who used to spend her entire evening scrolling through social media. She felt drained and disconnected from her family. But then she started setting boundaries, no phone at the dinner table, designated phone-free time after work. Now, she spends her evenings playing board games with her kids and actually enjoying those precious moments together. Sarah's story shows us that it's possible to create a healthier relationship with our phones even when life gets crazy. Remember, you don't have to go cold turkey on your phone entirely, just take small steps towards a more balanced approach. Set those boundaries, turn off those notifications, and remember that real life is happening right outside your screen. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you create a healthier relationship with your phone. Awareness, boundaries, intentionality, mindful notifications, and most importantly, making time for the things that truly matter. Go ahead, take that first step today. Turn off those distractions, get out there and live your best digital detox life. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends who might need a little tech detox of their own. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.